Australians voted in a national election today and returned Conservative Prime Minister John Howard to power. Some foreigners cast the race as a referendum on Australia's deployment of more than 800 troops in Iraq. Howard's challenger, Labour Party leader Mark Latham, had vowed to bring the troops home by Christmas. But NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Sydney that pocketbook issues carried the day.
Voting is compulsory in Australia, and on a sunny spring Saturday, many here in Sydney got their voting done early. By noon at Circular Quay, the ferry terminal flanked by the Harbour Bridge and the Opera House, many voters were dashing for ferries to get a jump on the weekend. They seemed evenly split on their choice in this election. Paul, an aircraft mechanic, went for Prime Minister Howard's Liberal Party.
John Howard has been there and done it in the past, and hopefully he'll continue to do a reasonably good job.
Andy, a Sydney computer programmer, says he voted for the opposition Labour Party.
I'm not happy with the way John Howard has been going out and doing the whole war thing, and I think at least the Labour Party offer a solution that is a little bit more pacifist. I really seriously think that the terrorism that's happening over there is caused by the fact that we're there.
Most polls in recent months have shown that the majority of Australians disapprove of both the U.S. invasion of Iraq and Australia's involvement in it. But the war was not a key issue in the six-week-long campaign. No Australian soldiers have been killed, no terrorist attacks have occurred on Australian soil. Voters instead focused on domestic issues, interest rates, jobs, and education. 8 years of steady economic growth and a promise to deliver more apparently persuaded many to stick with John Howard's Liberal Party, giving him a fourth three-year term.
We are privileged to be able to participate in a great exercise in democracy. Let us remember that this very same day, the people of Afghanistan have had an election. And for the first time in years. And that election has been made possible by reason of the fact that a number of countries, including Australia, were prepared to take a stand for democracy and to take a stand against terrorism.
Howard's victory means the Labour Party's Mark Latham will have to wait 3 more years before getting another shot. Latham was subdued but defiant in defeat.
We ran on principle, we ran on our positive beliefs about hope and opportunity in this country, and I want to thank the many, many people who voted Labour today supporting our policies and supporting us into the future.
Latham's defeat will come as a relief to the Bush administration. The often combative Latham has called President Bush both incompetent and dangerous. He has called Prime Minister John Howard far worse for his unqualified support for President Bush in Iraq. In last night's debate in St. Louis, Senator John Kerry spoke of the 8 nations that have bolted from the coalition since the war began. Today's result means that Australia, at least, will not be the 9th. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Sydney.